This is Lancer Radio at LancerRadio.org, our Facebook page, facebook.com/LancerRadio, and be sure you like us. You're with Over Coffee this afternoon with Dot Cannon, and in his Blind Traveler mystery novels, Robert Bennett not only tells a great story that's going to keep you guessing who done it, he also gives a look at the prejudice and the inconvenience that's a normal part of his protagonist's day because his main character, Douglas Avildon, is a blind computer expert. Robert's on the phone. We were just starting to talk, Robert, about the myths and mistaken beliefs about people with disabilities. I wish you'd continue that thought.
Well, sure. It's one of my favorite subjects, actually. Now, as you may or may not know, and as your listeners, I'm sure, don't know, I sit in a wheelchair, and I had a car accident in 1988 that paralyzed me from the waist down. And what I found was that people tend not to talk to me directly if I'm with other people. You know, they tend to think that somebody who is blind may or may not also be deaf or not quite with it, if you will. So there are an awful lot of prejudices out there.
In fact,
misconceptions.
I find it interesting that a couple times in your book, you have Avildon say, I would really prefer that you didn't steer me by hand. He more or less tells people, look, respect my space here.
That's pretty much true. And again, it's one of the things I learned when I was doing interviews. I found that people who are blind like to do the steering, if you will. And they like to be the person who holds on to somebody else rather than somebody else holding on to them.
Exactly. Nobody likes to feel like we're 5 years old here just because we have a little bit of a difference for whatever reason.
Exactly.
Let's talk also about your second novel that I'm just beginning and really enjoying, Blind Traveler's Blues. What's happening in it?
Well, as you said, it's a sequel, and it takes place in Chicago. Now, you have to understand that the stories that I write will always take place in places that I visit so that I get to feel the area, I get to know what's going on. And so Chicago was one of the places that I went to several years ago, and I loved it. And the story is Avildon goes on vacation, and when he meets a woman on the plane, who happens to be a agricultural scientist going to Chicago for a meeting and lecture on a corn plague that is currently taking over the planet and killing the corn crop. And what happens, and I won't go into too much detail, but she ends up dying and he ends up looking into why.
And what's interesting is that a lot of times you have him kind of painstakingly go through something and he'll find something because of his disability that sighted people have completely ignored.
Well, that's what I'm saying before, is that he pays more attention to other senses than somebody, than like you or I would. For instance, he, in that book, he pays more attention to what he smells than what other people would necessarily pay attention to. In the first book, he's paying more attention to what he hears than what most people might pay attention to.
I can't wait to read on in this and see what happens. How do you see Avildon as growing and developing as you continue writing Blind Traveler novels?
Well, for one thing, each novel is going to have him solve the crime using one of his remaining senses. For instance, like I said, the first book dealt with his sense of hearing. The second book dealt with his sense of smell. He has several other senses left, and each of the following novels are going to deal with that. So in that sense, he's going to grow and develop. And also, he's going to continue having more and more hobbies. Throughout the stories, he is an avid harmonica player, which is something I'm trying to learn how to do myself. He's also somebody who is very interested in architecture and archaeology. So I'm trying to develop those as well. He's also somebody who wants to have a relationship with a woman but hasn't quite figured out how to do so and how to have a woman get past his disability, if you will?
I'd wondered, because a couple times in the first novel, you say something to the general effect of he'd love to be sitting with a brunette at this point, or he'd love to have a relationship. So that would be interesting to see happen. As we wrap up here, in what ways would you most like to see your Blind Traveler novels change attitudes about disabilities and maybe accessibility as well?
Several things. As I said before, I write about disability issues, and that means anything from sports to politics, and I've written about everything in between. So what I want people to recognize is that people with disabilities are the same as everybody else. They have likes, desires, wants, hopes, dreams, etc. Everybody has a disability in my mind. For instance, my disability happens to be more noticeable because I sit in a wheelchair. But there are disabilities that everybody has that are societally accepted. For instance, people wear glasses, people wear hearing aids. Those are societally accepted disabilities, whereas sitting in a wheelchair is not as much so. And the proof of that is that the physical world is not as accessible as it should or could be, whereas in my stories and in real life, I found that the man-made world is less accessible than the physical world, the non-man-made world, the natural world, if that makes any sense.
It sure does. Robert, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much. This has been a really very nice interview, and I thank you for inviting me onto your show.
You and I have been listening today to Robert P. Bennett, author of the Blind Traveler mystery novels featuring Douglas Ableton. You can find out more about Robert's two novels, Blind Traveler Down a Dark River, and his latest one, Blind Traveler's Blues, on his blog, which is enablingwords.com. That's enablingwords.com. This is Over Coffee. Dot Cannon here, and back in just a moment with more here on LanserRadio.org.